Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour five of the GBAC Nation. Rangers pregame is coming up here at the bottom of the hour. It's been a big day of baseball news, and the Chief is going to recap it all and push us along here towards the pregame show with the proper round tripper.
Yes, we welcome back Jake Berger. He will be DHing tonight. You'll have Ezekiel Duran playing third, Josh Smith at first base. Josh Young gets sent to Round Rock, and he will hopefully get that confidence up, and we'll get him back probably sometime after the All-Star break. You also had now retired former Ranger Kevin Pillar talking some smack about this team's camaraderie and just the general clubhouse vibes, kind of bunch of individual dudes that weren't overly welcoming to him and some other things. Now, we do have a quote from our buddy Chris Young, who was asked about this. He says, Pilar's a really good guy. I don't think he means to cause any harm. I think he just probably got asked a question in a moment and gave an answer without maybe understanding the repercussions for the team. He's a good person, and, you know, I wish him the best, and we're grateful for what he provided to the Rangers.
Yeah, you know, he's an outsider. You know, apparently Pillar is not the most well-liked guy around baseball, so to have an abrasive or adversarial reaction to a situation, I think, is on brand for Pillar. But from my understanding, at the same time, like, this isn't the best environment for a newcomer to walk into, you know, just because of kind of the personality. It's more of a hey, we're going to show up here and make sure we're ready and we're professionals and we do our own thing, more than a hey, let's come together and vibe it up type of deal. I think those are special situations in sports today, and they're not that common. Like, that's why Shoddy's getting so much love, because he's kind of creating that environment.
Yeah, it doesn't just happen.
That's, and it's not sure going to happen when you're losing ever.
No, yeah, it's definitely not going to happen when you're losing. And
He might have a reputation that players kind of knew coming in. Maybe, you know, these guys all kind of talk to each other around the league, and they're maybe like, hey, man, you know this guy? And someone's like, man, you're not going to like this guy. You're not. He's going to try. No, you're not. You know, and sometimes reputations, and Jared Sandler brought something up that's very interesting, that's very true, that the guy bounces around to a bunch of teams.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's the issue. Maybe it's not, you know, maybe he's the one having a hard time fitting in with everybody. And a lot of these players do. They know when a new guy comes in, like, man, stay away from that dude.
And sometimes it can be tough when you're coming in to maybe take a guy's job that we like.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's Tavares. That's Carter.
Carter, yeah.
You know, yeah. And those guys were part of the World Series team. So there's a lot of stuff that could go to complicate it, but I don't think it's ideal. You know, let me just say that, because I don't want to totally homer
it up. He might not be wrong either. I mean, he might not be wrong, but I know that when new players come on board, these players kind of talk among themselves.
Yeah.
You know, they might call a buddy that's been, hey, have you ever been with this guy somewhere? yeah, man, it's, you don't want to deal with him. Or, hey, he's one of the best guys ever. You're gonna hit it off with this guy.
Yeah.
Now, it might be a situation where there were a lot of some guys in that locker room that were, yeah, they might be doing their own things, but they were just kind of minding their own business, not wanting to deal with him because they knew something about him. You know?
Yeah, that's a great point. I hadn't even really considered that.
Yeah, you just have to be careful. I think Jared did a good job with this. He kind of said, hey, listen, there's people there probably glad he's gone. And the general manager's handed in he took the high road here. But in that locker room, I could say word travels fast. You know, like, listen, don't be trying to hang out with this guy.
You know, and
he ain't gonna do anything for you.
I mean, essentially, you got a lot more skins on the wall than the people who are playing ahead of you. You got fired. You know, you decided to come back to take this unique opportunity. You were excited about it, and then you show up, and it looked like he was going to be successful, especially hitting lefties in spring. It looked like it was going to go well,
making plays in the outfield.
But I mean, if you're playing so bad that this team, who desperately needs anybody that can hit left-handed pitching, if they're letting, that's a big fail. You know, and I think ego and pride doesn't want to necessarily admit, you know, that it was all on me. It's, you know, I don't think anybody gets fired and has anything good to say in the next couple of weeks about their previous organization.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there is, there's probably plenty of truth to what he's saying. It's not the first time that we've lamented some of the big superstar guys in this clubhouse just sort of doing their own thing. We've been talking about that since Seager got here.
Yeah.
So that's nothing new. And sometimes that can be a detriment to some extent. And other times you win a World Series. So it's kind of a,
yeah, I'll take Corey Seager for all of his, qualities and things you'd rather have better. It could be a lot worse. This is just kind of like a mind your own business, get ready type of culture, you know, and it's professional. As long as it's a veteran team, it's not a bunch of young guys. You know, and then, the other thing about it is you don't want to try to force your introverts into being big personality guys, because then they're not being who they are. And, you know, that's a problem as well. So, you know, I think you got to play to your strengths. I think CY knows who this team is, and he's willing to, you know, live with it. But yeah, like, if your best players aren't good rah-rah leaders, you're going to have to go find guys that have the great personalities if you want to keep your clubhouse light and fun. And when you're struggling to win and you need to find guys who can produce now, it's hard to look for those guys. Like, no disrespect, like Hedges, Heaney, you know, Janko, some of our absolute favorites who have been credited with the clubhouse chemistry. You just got to move on. You know, when you're hitting 180 or you can't pitch good enough, it's just, you know, team building can't consider this much.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do think they considered some of that with Jock Peterson, and that's just unfortunately not worked out at all from a production standpoint. Now, players in MLB history to have sub 2.5 ERA and 1,700 or more punch outs through 235 career pitching games. You have Jacob DeGrom and you have nobody else. He's fantastic. It's nice to see Seager getting hot. Garcia starting to get hot. Simeon's been rocking. Now you get Berger back. Hopefully we'll have Carter and Langford back before too long. So crossing our fingers that this offense can get going. And big shout out to Jacob Latz as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, to go from a quality start to then boom, here just a week later or whatever, we're gonna have you go with a 3-inning save, especially when you had a bullpen that had been really gassed.
Super taxed.
So a guy like Latz, man, big time. It was the night of the Jacob last night.
Yeah, Latz is incredible. And, you know, you got to look at guys like him as just a huge reason to further believe in CY and Mike Maddux. You know, I don't know if Bochy's going to move on or retire, but if you could keep Maddux, like the bullpen piece that they added, it was a big shrug. Like, that was the talk of our entire spring training.
Yeah.
Like, we're saying, how are these guys going to come together? And Robert Garcia and Chris Martin and Jacob Latz.
Jackson.
Mean, yeah. Yeah. It has just been an incredible job by the scouting department.
Hobie Milner. What a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big Hobie Milner guy. Okay. And then in each of the last five seasons, Shohei Ohtani has had 30 or more homers, 10 or more stolen bags, 5 or more triples. No one else in MLB history has done that in more than 3 consecutive seasons. So he's done that in 5.
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, I think maybe for the first time in my life, I feel like we're watching the absolute best player. You know, just And the guy can pitch, the guy can hit, the guy can run, he can do everything.
All so, world.
Yeah, and he, for the most part, stays healthy. All right, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're coming back to recap everything that's been breaking throughout your broadcast day and set you up for a Rangers pregame. It's coming up next year, the G-Bag Nation of The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation. Rangers baseball is coming up here in about 10 minutes. The pregame Sands has you all the way up to first pitch, 7:05. Evaldi's going to try to beat the Orioles and win another series for the Rangers. Things trending in the right direction, right? Over the last 7 series, if you win this one, you would have won 5 of them. DeGrom's the best pitcher in baseball. Corey Seager is back. Adolis Garcia is smashing the baseball. Is it time to be optimistic about these Rangers again? Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. I just remember by the end of 2023, you would get laughed out of a baseball conversation if you said, oh, no, I still believe in the Rangers, right? So I just think this sport uniquely, you know, pretty dramatic swings can happen. Guys can play horribly, and for whatever reason, that's contagious when you're playing horribly. So, like, some mental days off did wonders for Adolis Garcia. It's probably about to do wonders for Josh Young. You get guys healthy. And then the All-Star break, like, just totally detaching. There are so many guys in this offense right now that are pressing, and that's why when runners are in scoring position, the pressure goes up and they play worse, which is crazy because of how clutch this team was in 2023. But I still think it's realistic.
Yeah, but don't play 2-8 on this road trip.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you need to build some confidence going into the break.
Even
here.
You know, listen, the Padre games are going to be difficult. The four game set against the Angels, you just can't mess around and come out of that thing 1-3 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Win tonight, split those, then you could drop 2 of 3 to the Astros and to the Padres, yeah, and still be within a couple of 500.
Yeah, just don't let this thing turn into a good win tonight and then you go on the road and beat 2-8. That right there will deflate everybody that's, you know, but say have an 8-2 road trip and yeah, then now see where your team balls.
I like what Sean McFarland's doing today in the morning news. He wrote, it's really all about your three best players. Seager's 787 OPS is the third worst of his career. It's actually just exploded here over the last week. Semien, who's 672 OPS, is the worst of his career. And Garcia, 671, the worst of his career. You know, they hit second, third, and fourth in yesterday's win. They all got hits. This team is 13-4, I think, in games in which all three of those gentlemen actually gets hit. Garcia was incredible yesterday, 3-for-5 with 4 ribbies. Like, Semien is what, 4 for his last 6 at the plate with 4 walks in yeah, there as well. So the guys are seeing the baseball really well. You even have Foscue getting a hit last night. Broke his 0-for-44 streak.
Gosh, yeah. I can't believe,
just kind of put the bat out there and it connected.
July 20th of last year's last time he got a...
yeah,
hit.
That would be miserable. Yeah, I mean, he's coming up on a birthday for that. That would be insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, Alejandro Osuna, the home run last night. Isn't it weird that he's allowed to stay up hitting 167 when Josh Young was sent down, like hitting 220? Like, oh, that's weird. I guess you got to pick somebody.
Yeah.
And maybe you figure Osuna's in a better mental space right now, and mm-hmm. Young just needs the break.
But it might have to do with something to needing the outfield positions, right? Because of the bereavement.
Yeah, with the Langford situation. Yeah,
and that's a left-handed bat, too, that they need.
Yeah, you need his wheels and his arm out there. Yeah. That definitely makes sense.
He had a wild throw. I almost said he had a wild throw the other night, though. Remember the one in the extra innings to the plate? It just, you needed to be cut off, and he.
Yeah, got away from him.
Got away from him.
It says he's got a plus arm, like up in the top percentiles.
Oh, no, he's made some throws. It's just he had one that just completely uncorked, and you're like, oh, man, you can't be doing that in the extras, you know. Gave up a base and you know, that kind of thing. I think a lot of it has to do with what's going on with their team and the injuries and stuff like that they're dealing with.
Okay, 254 says it's good to be excited. 682 says, yes, I'm believing now once again in this Rangers team. I that's all it takes is a double-digit run game and a dub to get us believing again. You got to love it. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. You just went 4.5 flawless once again. Thanks to Eric Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus. Salute to Zach Wolchuk. He'll be back next week. Until tomorrow at 2 o'clock, I'm Gavin Dawson, and you're going home with the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.